Glad you're here today. The Great Lakes hold 20% of the world's fresh surface water. And the 8 states and 2 Canadian provinces that border the lakes are pretty protective of that water. Perhaps that's why an application from Waukesha, Wisconsin, to draw drinking water from Lake Michigan is generating controversy. The city says Lake Michigan is its only viable source for safe drinking water. But some environmentalists are urging the governors of the Great Lakes states to deny that request. To learn more, I talked with Director of Michigan's Office of the Great Lakes, John Allen. I first asked John why Waukesha is looking to Lake Michigan for water.
Mark, as we understand it, Waukesha is looking to make Lake Michigan to meet a court order that would move them off of groundwater that has a radium issue. Essentially, they have utilized groundwater. Groundwater has dropped. In that dropping of groundwater, there's now radium in their drinking water, or could be radium in their drinking water, and are looking for alternatives. Our understanding is that they've evaluated their alternatives, and moving to Lake Michigan is, from their belief, is their best alternative.
And how much water would be diverted to the city under their proposal?
I believe generally they're looking in the 10 million gallons per day range. I think there's some a little bit up and down averaging over time, but it's essentially a 10.1 million gallon a day average.
Now, the lakes provide drinking water to around 40 million people in the area. What makes Waukesha's request special?
Waukesha, both the city and the county, well, the county lies within something called a straddling county. So when the compact was originally negotiated, there was a provision in the compact that says if you were in a county that the Great Lakes line is half in and half out, then communities within that straddling county could apply for this exception. If you're out of the Great Lakes Basin and out of a straddling county, there's essentially a ban on the movements of water.
You referred to the compact. This is, of course, the Great Lakes Compact. Give our listeners just a little bit of background on the Great Lakes Compact. Why was it created?
Sure. The Great Lakes Compact was created for these and other specific kinds of issues. It was really meant to prevent the wholesale diversion of water out of the Great Lakes Basin to other parts of the country or the world. There was a proposal at one time to bring tanker ships into the Great Lakes, fill those ships up, and move those into foreign markets. The people of the Great Lakes Basin have been pretty adamant about maintaining water in the Great Lakes Basin, and this was a way for eight states and 2 provinces to come to an agreement over the management of Great Lakes. Within that agreement was this condition for straddling communities, but by and large, the agreement was to prevent wholesale diversions of water out of the Great Lakes Basin.
Well, when a city like Waukesha, which is located outside the Great Lakes Basin, wants to request a water diversion, then talk to us about the process. What kind of process do they have to go through?
So Waukesha has been working on this probably pretty diligently, I would argue, for at least 5 or so years. The process is that the community, Waukesha, needed to apply to its home state, and that home state is Wisconsin. Wisconsin had to be convinced, based on that application, that Wisconsin believed that it met all the terms and conditions of the compact. Then the state applies to the compact council and the regional body. So the application doesn't specifically come from Waukesha. It comes from Waukesha to their state. If they agree that it's permittable or believe that it's permittable, then they apply to the Compact Council, which is what happened just this last week. The formal submission from the state of Wisconsin to the 7 other Great Lakes states and to the 2 other provinces of Ontario and Quebec for their ultimate approval or not or disapproval. And then the last piece I'll mention is that there's really 3 choices that the Compact Council and the regional body will be able to rule on. One is it could approve it, it could deny it, or it could approve it with conditions.
John Allen is the director of the Office of the Great Lakes in Michigan's Department of Environmental Quality. We are talking about Waukesha, Wisconsin's request to draw drinking water from Lake Michigan. All 8 of the governors from the Great Lakes states have to give their stamp of approval before Waukesha can tap Lake Michigan for water. What factors will the governors from these 8 states be weighing when they consider Waukesha's application?
The compact lists some fairly specific criteria to evaluate against. One is, has Waukesha done enough conservation, for instance? Is there a conservation plan locally? Is there a return flow? Is that water that's taken from the basin coming back to the basin? And is it of good enough quality to return back to the basin? Are there alternatives? And what are the costs of the alternatives of supplying water in another way within that community? Can they treat the water? Can they get it from a different, you know, set of wells? Could they get it from, you know, someplace else outside the basin? So there will be a set of technical criteria against which that is evaluated on behalf of the states and the two provinces as well.
Who's going to be advising Governor Snyder on this?
It'll be a team of us, both through the Office of the Great Lakes here and the Quality of Life agencies, through the DEQ and DNR and ourselves. And obviously the governor's advisors, the state will be engaging in public outreach, public meetings, open comment period, in addition to tribal consultations. So we're going to do a substantial public outreach to make sure that we're hearing from the voice of the communities.
This decision is going to be happening against a backdrop of severe drought in the western United States, increasing demand for fresh water across the globe, and the threats that climate change might pose to water supplies. Do you think that is going to have an influence on the ultimate decision?
I think what will ultimately influence the decision predominantly is the compact, as it was written, and the agreement with Canada, with the two provinces. So it lays out the basis of what a good decision looks like. It sets the framework for that. And making sure that we understand that the compact itself, I think, was really negotiated with an eye towards things like drought and really good stewardship and management of Michigan's water. So I think that's within the framework that the compact lays out. The decision of Waukesha specifically will be really evaluated largely against the criteria laid out that the states and the provinces agreed to, that Congress ultimately ratified and the president signed. That forms the decisional basis for whether something could or could not go forward.
This is considered the first real test of the strength of the Great Lakes Compact, and some environmentalists in the region are worried that the decision to give Waukesha Lake Michigan water could set a precedent for other thirsty communities surrounding the basin. Are there other requests for Great Lakes water on the horizon?
There have been communities in the past that have talked about it, that have been interested, but nothing that we see currently on the horizon. I know of, I'll just say myself, I know of no other specific proposals that are being sort of diligently pursued or in front of the body. Remember that we're talking about a fairly small number of straddling counties, straddling communities, but the big issue, this notion of water leaving the basin, is precluded by the compact. So this doesn't open the door for water to the Midwest or water to California or water to somewhere else. This is a fairly narrow conception of what these communities that are sort of half in and half out of the Great Lakes Basin do, presuming that they return it all back to the Great Lakes Basin in a way that meets the standards of the basin.
Now, the DEQ has several upcoming opportunities for people to learn more about Waukesha's request and offer feedback. Can you tell us about those?
So we're holding two public comments or two public hearings, both on the same day, one in the afternoon and one in the evening. This is February 9th at Lansing Community College here in Michigan. That'll be posted on the website for us. And you can get to there under www.michigan.gov/waterdiversion. Those details should be there. So we're going to do a first meeting from 1 to 3 and a second meeting from 6 to 8. Both of those will be live streamed, so people all through Michigan will be able to take a look. And then you can certainly go to that website and make comments. There's a comment card also, or you could submit emails. There's a lot of ways that public input can be taken on this.
John Allen is the director of Michigan's Office of the Great Lakes. We've been talking about the debate over whether or not to allow the town of Waukesha, Wisconsin, to draw its drinking water from Lake Michigan. The decision rests in the hands of the 8 governors of the Great Lakes states, including Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. John, thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks a lot.
This segment is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. More news about the Great Lakes environment can be found at greatlakesecho.org and on Current State. Every Tuesday is part of our partnership.